弟兄姐妹和朋友们平安。
Peace be with you, brothers, sisters, and friends.
如果有人今天晚上是准时到，但是觉得好像崇拜很多都已经过去了，我们说一声抱歉。
So if you came here on time, but you feel that that you missed something, we say sorry.
我们每年这个毕业典礼晚上的崇拜我们只要毕业生和家长们多半吃完饭了，我们会提早开始。
It's our tradition that we start our service early every year on the graduation day if everybody is ready for after dinner.
我想晚上的崇拜早点结束应该不会有人介意。
Because I'm sure you wouldn't complain if we end the service earlier.
好，我父亲在70岁的那年受洗。
My father was baptized when he was 70 years old.
我送了他一份礼物。
I gave him a present.
是个用手工在一块天然的大木板上刻了圣经经句的礼品，有这么大。
It was a natural wooden plank this much in size. It was hand carved with a Bible verse.
我父亲非常喜欢把它挂在客厅的墙上。
My father really liked it and he hung it on the living room.
每一位客人来到家里，看到上面的那句话，也都赞不绝口。
And every guest who came to his house really praised the plank.
那句话就是约翰三书的第二节，
And the verse carved on the plank is in 3 John chapter 1 verse 2.
对不起，我再试，我试看一下哈。OK. 对不起，倒回去。那节就是说，亲爱的兄弟啊，我愿你凡事兴顺，身体健壮，正如你的灵魂兴盛一样。
And the verse says, Dear friend, I pray that you may enjoy good health and that all may go well with you.
我挑这份礼物送给我的父亲。
I chose this present to give to my dad.
因为在他受洗要开始人生的一个新的阶段的时候，这句经文是我诚心对他的祝福。
Because it was my honest blessing to him as he was about to enter a new stage in his life after baptism.
在我为今天晚上的信息做准备的时候，我也想到了这句经文。
Even as I was preparing for this sermon, I thought of this verse.
对毕业生来说，你们即将搬离，去进到人生的下一个阶段。
To you graduates, you are the people who are leaving this town to someplace else.
在跟你们道别的时候，这是我对你们真诚的祝福。
As I say goodbye, this is my sincere blessing to you.
那对毕业生的家长和众亲友来说
，And to the parents and the relatives and friends.
虽然今天晚上可能是我与你们唯一一次的见面机会
，Tonight might be the only chance that we ever meet each other.
我除了恭喜你们，也愿意把我对我父亲的祝福同样的献给你们。
Besides giving you my celebration words, I also want to give you the verses that I gave my father.
那这句话是出自约翰三书。
This verse comes from 3 John.
虽然在这封信里面，作者只称自己是长老，多数学者相信他就是约翰耶稣的十二门徒之一的约翰。
Even though the author addressed himself merely as an elder, many Bible scholars thought that the author himself is John the disciple.
写信的时间是公元第一世纪。
And that it was written around the first century AD.
约翰写信给一位叫做该犹的人。
John wrote to a person by the name Gaius.
那这个祝福就是约翰给该犹的。
And the blessing was addressed to Gaius from John.
只要我们细细读这一封短短的信，就不难发现约翰为什么把这么美一个祝福要送给该犹。
A careful perusal of the letter will easily reveal the reason why John gave such a beautiful blessing to Gaius.
那因为时间的关系，我只简单扼要的挑三点来跟大家分享。
Due to time limitation, I'm just going to pick 3 important facts to share with you.
首先，该犹的生活是充满了爱的。
First of all, Gaius' life was filled with love.
第六节提到，该犹是一个常常用爱心去服侍别人的人。
Verse 6 mentioned that Gaius was the person who constantly served others with love.
而因为他这样子做，常常这样做，就有许多人把他有爱心的好名声传遍了早期教会的各个地方。
And his kindness was well known in all areas because of his deeds.
该犹肯用爱心去服侍人的一个自然的结果， 就是他也蒙众人的喜爱。
And a natural consequence of his kindness to others is that he is well respected and liked by other people.
在这短短十五节的一封信里面，约翰四次用亲爱的来称该友。
There are only 15 verses in this letter, but John used the word dear to address Gaius for 4 times.
在第一节的末了，更十分具体的称该友是他所爱的。
Even in the end of verse 1, John specifically said that Gaius is the one he loves.
那很多人要在离开伊萨卡的时候，最念念不忘、依依不舍的，就是在这里所经历到彼此相爱的关系。
One of the most unforgettable things about of people who are living in Ithaca is their experience that we love each other here.
尤其有很多人在来伊萨卡之前从来没有去过教会。
Many people never went to a church before they came to Ithaca.
那出来的时候，接触到教会里的人，看到大家彼此真诚的相爱，会感到有点不可思议，甚至半信半疑。
When they first came to Ithaca and came to this church.They were really amazed to see so many brothers and sisters loving each other.
等到他们自己也踏进了神的家之后，就也亲身经历到这种相爱关系的真实及宝贵。
But when they themselves became children of God, they truly experienced the preciousness of this relationship of loving one another.
那当然，伊萨卡是一个小小的大学城。
Of course, Ithaca is.But a small college town.
那大家的生活重叠性很高，小城的浓人情味也特别的浓。
And naturally, people who live in a small town will have a lot of overlaps and live well.
但更重要的因素是在团契和教会里，神的爱成为我们操练彼此相爱的动力。
But a more important factor is that from the church and the fellowship, God's love help us exercise our love for each other.
我对所有毕业生的第一个劝勉是这个。
So my encouragement to all the graduates is this.
在你离开这里之前，早早下定决心，到了新的地方的第一件事情，就是一定要立即找到一个属灵的家。
Before you even leave Ithaca, you need to make a decision that the very first thing you do when you step on a new place is to first find a good home, a good place of God's family.
好让你能够继续活在一个经常操练彼此相爱的环境当中。
So that you can continue to live in an environment that constantly exercises loving each other.
接近30年前，我在另外一个大学城拿了 MBA 毕业，要搬去加州。
Almost 30 years ago, as I got my MBA degree, I was about to move to California.
那时候我和我太太才刚刚受洗半年。
And we had my wife and I had just been baptized for half a year.
那查经班的弟兄姐妹们知道我们信仰根基还不稳固，就很为我们担心。
So the brothers and sisters knew that our faith and foundation were still quite weak, so they worried for us.
他们多次提醒我们，到了新的地方之后，去教会的重要。
They kept reminding us the importance of always going to a church wherever we go.
特别他们说，你要去的是加州，那是索多玛。
Especially the place that we are going to California is the modern time Sodom.
当时我们轻看了这个提醒。
But we treated this warning very lightly.
虽然每个主日我们都去教会。
Even though we went to the church every Sunday.
但是因为我找工作不顺利。
But because I didn't find a good job immediately.
那面对教会当中这么多不认识的人，我就不想和人多交谈。
And I didn't want to talk to so many people who I didn't even know in the church.
我连团契也渐渐不去了。
I even stopped to going to the fellowship that often.
没有多久，我和我的太太灵命就滑落到即将瓦解的地步。
Soon, my wife and I, our spiritual life were on the verge of collapsing.
连我们的婚姻也爆发了极大的冲突。
Even our marriage was suffering from conflicts.
还好我太太在痛苦当中向神呼求。
Fortunately, my wife called out to God in the midst of the pain.
神也让一对很有爱心和我们原先并不认识的基督徒夫妇突然出现打电话给我们。
And God also somehow used a Christian couple who's kind, whom we never even knew, to call to give us a call.
神使用他们的爱心把我们带回到神的家中。
God used the love of this couple to bring my wife and me back to the church.
也带我们回到一个与弟兄姐妹操练彼此相爱的环境当中。
Back to an environment where we could exercise loving one another.
从那个时候开始。不止我们在灵命的成长上不一样了，我们整个人生都不一样了。
Not only was our spiritual life different ever since then, but our entire life became quite different.
所以今天晚上我不是因为我是牧师才跟大家说这句话。
So I'm not just saying this just because I'm a pastor tonight.
我是打从心里认为，我这一生蒙受最大的祝福，就是进到被神的爱所充满的家中。成为家中的一份子。
But from the deep of my heart, I honestly think that the biggest blessing in my life is to enter God's family where it's filled with love.
所以我不只是劝勉毕业生到了新的地方之后一定要尽快加入教会。
So not only do I encourage you to find a church soon when you go to a new place.
我也真诚鼓励所有在座的家长和亲友们。如果你现在还没有固定去教会，真的值得你列为你人生的首要的目标。
I also encourage the parents and the friends here that you could really think about prioritizing your life by finding a church that you can belong to.
我也有一个哥哥，有一个姐姐，我有我的爸妈。
I have an older brother, older sister, mom and dad.
我最庆幸也最感恩的是，在我信主之后。经过十多年的努力和祷告，我的家人一个一个也都成为神家中的人。
And I am truly fortunate and thankful that after 10 years of painstaking prayers, my family became Christians one by one.
不只是如此，我知道我的家人每一位今天都能够根据他们自己亲身的经历，毫不保留地说他们享受神家中的爱，那是他们人生当中最大的祝福。
And I can only attest to the fact that all of my family will say without hesitation that the biggest blessing they have in their life is to be able to enter God's family.
所以在座的毕业生的家长们和亲友们。
So parents, friends and relatives here.
如果你的孩子邀请你去教会，不要反感地认为他们要强迫你去信，你不想信的。
If your kids invite you to a church, don't just think that they are forcing you to believe in something that you don't want to believe.
要知道那真的是出于他们对你的爱。
Because they did so out of love for you.
他们很希望你能够得到最大的祝福。
They desire you to receive the biggest blessing.
该隐人生的第二大特点是他活在神的真理之中。
The second point about Gaius is that he lived in the truth of God.
在短短的这封信里面，约翰用到真理这个字。六次之多。
This letter was short, but John used the word truth for 6 times.
中文圣经第一节的诚心在原文里面也是真理。
And even in verse 1, the word truth was mentioned.
真理有什么重要呢？
What's so important about the truth?
有很多人会说，哎呀，各个宗教都是劝人为善。
Many religions encourage people to do good.
很多宗教也都很有爱心，意境很美。
Many religions are good, and they are actually beautiful.
你们基督徒凭什么一定要劝人来信耶稣呢？
Why do you Christians coerce other people to believe in Jesus?
我的回答是这样。
So this is my answer.
在考虑信仰的时候，真善美三方面都很重要。
When you consider a religion, the truth.The kindness and beauty, all of these three points are important.
但其中最重要的是哪一个呢？
But which one is the most important?
我希望每一个人认认真真想了之后都会同意，真是最重要的。
After much contemplation, you will agree that the truth is the most important.
我从小到大和我的亲戚一样，是在民间宗教广被接受也广为流传的环境当中长大的。
Like everybody else, I grew up in an environment where the folk religion was prevalent.
在那种信仰当中，人们真的只讲求一种善与美的意境和感觉。
In that kind of culture, people only sought the beauty and the kindness of the feelings they have.
不去在乎那些说法和做法到底是从哪里来的，有没有可靠的根据。
And they didn't think much about the truthfulness. Or the source or the credibility of their faith.
我们在座很多是从中国大陆来的。
Many of us come from China.
中国大陆曾经几十年标榜无神论教育的成功。
For several decades, it has been an atheist country.
但到今天到中国各个角落去看看。
But even today, if you go to China,
民间宗教的风气像死灰复燃一样。
Folk religion is still very prevalent.
尤其是最近十年，遍及各个地方、各个年龄层。
It even reaches everybody in every age in all the places in China.
我在上海有不少亲戚。
Some of our relatives are in Shanghai.
2011年我路过上海的时候和他们聚了一次。
I passed by Shanghai in 2011 and met up with them.
那我以前曾经跟他们分享过福音。
I shared the gospel before.
他们现在有些已经开始去教会。
Some of them started to go to church.
我开始读很多跟信仰有关的文章。
I started to read a lot about the faith.
那交谈的时候他们说他们心中有一个最困扰的问题。
So they told me that they have this question really bothered them the most.
就是信了耶稣之后，还能不能为死去的亲人去做烧纸钱的那些事情
？And the question is, after they believe in Jesus, can they still burn money, paper money to their deceased relatives?
那这个问题其实不太难回答。
This question is not very hard to answer.
我请他们想一件事。
I just asked them to think about this.
为死人烧纸钱这些做法是谁发明出来的
？Who invented the fact to burn money, paper money for the dead?
是谁说这样做能够带给死去的亲友实质的帮助的
？Who said that doing this will really help the dead?
他们都同意，这些都是人自己发明出来的风俗。
They all agree that's just customs invented by humans.
他们自己这样做是因为大家都这样做，如果不做，心里会不安。
And they did this because everyone else was doing that. And if they didn't do it, they felt left behind.
至于对于死去的亲友是否真的有帮助，不知道。
But was it really helpful to the dead? They didn't know.
那做的人是选择如此相信。
Those who did it chose to believe so.
是让还活着的人自己心里好受一点。
So that those who were still alive, they could feel a little better in their hearts.
如果信仰只是给人心灵的寄托。
But if faith is just an emotional support,
把真假根本放在一边。
That totally ignores the truthfulness.
那真的其实是自欺欺人。
Then you are really just fooling yourself.
好，就算在基督徒之间。
Even among Christians,
我也劝所有的毕业生到了新的地方之后
I also encourage the graduates
在选择教会的时候不要只看教会的气氛也不要凭你主观的感觉
In your new home, when you seek a church to go to do not just depend on your atmosphere or your feelings
十几年前我们有一位校友毕业之后搬到 Washington DC
More than 10 years ago, weAn alumnus from us when moved to Washington D.C.
他看到住在他家的附近有一间教会打的是基督教的名字，他就去了。
He saw a Christian church around their house, so they went. He went to the church.
一开始感觉，哎，气氛很不错。
In the beginning, the atmosphere was great.
那教堂好大，好漂亮。
A big and beautiful church.
给人神圣的感觉。
A feeling of holiness.
那教会又很强调心灵的平安。
And emphasizing the spiritual peace.
但去了一阵子之后，他注意到一件事。
But after a while, he felt something.
那个教会的牧师讲道没有用过圣经。
The pastor in the church didn't preach with a Bible.
甚至有一次牧师讲道的时候这样说。
Even the pastor said this.
圣经是其中一本很有参考价值的书。
The Bible is a very good reference book.
如果你觉得它对你个人有帮助，你就多读圣经。
If you find it helpful, read it.
如果你觉得别的书更能带给你心灵的平安或有爱的感觉，你去读那本书。
But if you find that some other book brings you even more peace or love, then you should read that book instead.
你不一定是非要读圣经不可。
You don't have to read the Bible necessarily.
像这些就是把焦点只放在善和美的感觉上。
See, this concept emphasizes only on the kindness and the beauty.
轻看了真不真的重要。
And did not look and did not emphasize on the truthfulness.
该有的信仰和生活是根基于神的真理。
The life and faith of Gaius was based on the truth of God.
从第三节我们看到，他把神的真理 存在心里。
And from verse 3 we could see that he held the truth of God in his heart.
这也就是为什么我们教会一直强调人人都应该努力建立每天读圣经亲近主的习惯。
That's why here at FICCC we encourage everyone to have a personal relationship with God by reading the Bible every day.
借着天天的灵修更深也更正确的来认识神。
By a daily spiritual nourishment, they can know God more.
让真理更深深地印在我们心里。
That truth can deeply rooted in our hearts.
然后带出生命的更新和改变。
Thereby bring about a life transformation.
该犹不只是把真理存在心里。
Not only did Gaius held the truth in his heart.
还具体地实践在日常的生活当中。
But he put them into practice.
第三节和第四节两次提到基督徒应该要按真理而行。
For twice, verses 3 and 4 mentioned that Gaius walked in the truth.
的确，如果我们不按真理而行，我们的信仰就是死的，甚至是假的。
Indeed, if we don't walk in the truth, our faith is dead or even fake.
结果是自欺欺人，对我们的人生不仅没有什么好处，还可能带来严重的害处。
And not only would we be just fooling ourselves, we would actually have detrimental results to our lives.
所以请所有的毕业生记得。
So just remember all of these graduates.
十年、二十年之后。
20 years later.
在你自己成为父母，甚至成为祖父母之后。
When you become a parent or even a grandparent.
这个信仰会不会在你的一家以及你的子子孙孙身上产生影响？
Will this faith that you have be an impact to your posterity?
会不会带给他们属天的祝福？
Will it bring a godly blessing to them?
关键就在于你搬离这里之后，还会不会按着真理而行？
The answer lies in whether you will continue to walk in faith as you live here.
这件事情是如此的重要。
This is so important.
所以约翰在谈到他与该犹的关系的时候，他在第一节这样说。
That as John was talking about his relationship with Gaius in verse 1, he said,
你是我在真理中所爱的。
You are whom I love in the truth.
第四节又说，他最大的喜乐就是听见我的儿女们按真理而行。
And in verse 4, he said,I have no greater joy than to hear that my children are walking in the truth.
是我们不要轻看这件事情。
So brother and sister, do not look down on this lightly.
如果你肯实实在在的在大事小事上按真理而行。
If you can truly walk in truth in all matters.
你这一生必定会带给许许多多爱你的人极大的喜乐。
You will certainly bring great joy to the people who love you.
前不久有一位外地的基督徒和我聊天。
Not long ago, a Christian from out of town was chatting with me.
聊天的时候他提到了一位叫做沈运生的弟兄。
And he mentioned this brother 沈运兄。沈运生。
他说沈弟兄在他们教会30年前成立的头几年在各方面都树立了极好的榜样。
He said brother 沈30 years ago, led a very good example in his church.
在好多人的身上都留下了终身不可磨灭的正面影响。
And the positive examples left a positive feedback for a lot of people.
我一听他提到沈运生这个名字，我就说我知道。
So when I heard of this name, I said I knew him.
虽然我至今没有见过沈弟兄。
Although I've never met Brother Shen.
我在30年前我还是慕道朋友的时候我就听过他。
I heard of him even when I was still an unbeliever.
原因是当初带我信主的其中一位基督徒是一位教授叫张介。
The reason is because the Christian who brought me to Christ is a professor by the name 张介。
那他在张介在普渡大学读博士的时候就在查经班里面深受沈弟兄的影响。
When Professor Chen was only a student in Purdue, he was deeply impacted by Brother Shen already.
所以我在慕道的时候就多次听张介教授在鼓励我们年轻人的时候提到沈运生的好榜样。
So when I was still only a speaker, I already heard much about Shen Dixiong and his very many good examples.
那沈运生自己也成为一位教授。
Later, Brotherson became a professor himself.
在美国几间一流的大学教过书。
He was teaching in many prestigious colleges in America.
无论他到哪里，就将神的祝福带到那里。
And wherever he went, he brought along with him God's blessings.
后来，沈教授和张教授这两位好朋友还一起做了一件美事。
Later, Professor Chen and Brother Shen did something beautiful together.
他们知道1997年香港回归中国之后，一定会有很多讲国语的人涌进香港。
They knew that many Mandarin-speaking people will rush into Hong Kong after 1997, after Hong Kong united with China.
他们两家就约好了，为了福音的缘故搬去香港。
So for the sake of preaching the gospel, they moved to Hong Kong.
两个人都在香港顶尖的大学教书。
They taught in good colleges in Hong Kong.
而且一起成立了香港第一间专门以国语事工为主的教会。
And together they founded the first Mandarin speaking church in Hong Kong.
我们教会的高宇光姐妹就是在来 Ithaca 之前在香港的那间国语教会受洗的。
Even our own 高宇光 sister went to that church before he came to Ithaca.
我举这个例子是让大家看到。
So I brought this example to help you see.
沈玉生并不是全职传道人。
That Brotherson was not a full-time missionary.
他是从事专业研究的教授。
He had his own expertise in his field of study.
那虽然我自己从来没有见过他。
And though I never met him,
我却可以知道。
I know that.
凡是与他接触过、认识他的人，都深深的受他基督徒生活好榜样的激励。
Everyone who's ever met him is deeply, positively impacted by his many good examples.
每个人提到他，心中都充满了感谢和喜乐。
Everyone who mentions him is filled with thankfulness and joy.
这样的生活见证岂不令人羡慕？
Don't you desire such a living life?
甘油的人生的第三特点是他活在灵命日益成长的兴盛之中。
A third point about Gaius' life is that he lived in the vibrancy of a growing soul.
仔细看看第二节。
So let's look at verse 2 carefully.
甘油在灵命上的兴盛是一个已经发生的明显事实。
The vibrancy and prosperity of Gaius' spiritual life was a very apparent truth.
约翰希望神给甘油的祝福是神让甘油在其他的事情上以及身体的健康上也都能够兴盛，像他的灵魂兴盛一样。
And John hoped that the blessings of God to Gaius is good health in body and in everything else, just as prosperous as his living soul.
在这边值得我们深思。
So we can really think about this.
哪一方面的兴盛是更重要？更值得我们尽心尽力去追求的。
What kind of prosperity is worthy of our seeking?
我在这个流动性非常大的大学城已经住了16年。
In this high turnover rate college town, I have been here for 16 years.
每年八月都好像涨潮一样，看着新人一大批一大批的来到。
The August of every year is like a rising tide, seeing so many people rushing into this town.
每年五月又好像退潮一样，看着一大批一大批的人离去。
And every May is like an ebb tide, when I see many people leaving this town.
来到我们教会的人，95%以上一定会在半年到六年当中搬离。
And 95% of the people in our church will leave this town in from half a year to within 6 years.
每个人都只是这个小城的短期过客。
Everyone is but a temporary guest in this small town.
而在短短的停留时间里，每个人都会做选择。
But in this short time they stay here, they have to make a decision.
有许多人把某一方面的成功和兴盛看为最最重要。
Some emphasize on a particular prosperity in their life.
他们就会把绝大多数的时间精力都投上去。
And they put much their effort in that kind of prosperity.
会一心一意的追求那一方面的兴盛。
And they put all of their heart and goal on that.
但是也有一些人会像甘油一样。
But some are like Gaius.
有属灵的眼光
，They have spiritual power，
看重心灵的健康和兴盛
，They emphasize spiritual health and vibrancy，
就拨出时间来追求灵命的成长
，Set aside time for spiritual growth。
他们搬离开这里的时候
，And as they leave here，
自己知道，别人也看得出来
，They know and people can agree with them。
跟他们刚来的时候相比，他们已经在心灵上 大大的长大成熟了。
They are much spiritually grown up than when they first came to Ithaca.
我希望今天所有在座的人都不要轻看追求心灵健康的重要。
So I ask you to not look lightly on the importance of a spiritual health.
最近30年出了好几本很好的书，都谈到一个共同的现象。
Within these past 30 years, many books have published and talk about one phenomenon.
就是有很多的人一心一意追求事业的成功。
And it's about how many people who have sought life success
也能够一步一步的达到预设的人生目标。
And just as they arrive at their successful life's goal.
但是正在感到很有成就感的时候，突然发现自己人生当中出现了意想不到的大漏洞。
They suddenly encounter this big sinkhole in their life.
就像所谓的 sinkhole 一样。
And this is known as a sinkhole, as I just mentioned.
原先表面上一点都看不出问题，也不自觉。
At the first glance, there is no problem, and you don't see anything wrong.
其实下面水土流失的事情早已经在经年累月的进行着。
But underneath, the hard fact of water and soil erosion has been happening for years.
终于有一天，
suddenly one day,
突然整个一下垮下去，
the whole thing collapsed.
连补救的机会都没有，
irrevocably.
人生当中有一些成就和享受，其实真的是可有可无的。
Really, many prosperous things in life are actually not that important.
有也很好，存着感谢神的心领受。
If you have them, good, have thankfulness.
没有也没关系。
But if you don't, it's good too.
照样可以天天感谢神，满有平安和喜乐。
You can still thank God and have peace and joy.
但是有一些方面的健康和强壮却是具有关键性的影响力。
But the health and strength of certain aspects are actually very important and impactful.
有了它，就好像拥有了一个活水的泉源一样。
Having it would be like having a living fountain.
可以带给你的人生源源不断的祝福。
It will bring an incessant flowing of blessings in your life.
该犹看准了，也抓紧了这一件事。
And Gaius indeed saw and grabbed this fact.
他的灵魂不断的成长，日渐兴盛。
And so his spirit could grow continuously and vibrantly.
也就让他成为了一个特别蒙神祝福，也蒙众弟兄姐妹所敬爱的人。
That he may eventually become a person of God's blessings and brothers and sisters' respect.
我实在很盼望每一位有机会在我们教会聚会的人都能够成为这样蒙福的人。
And I desire everyone who is in our church to attain this kind of godliness.
过去的时间已经过去，不能改变。
What's past is past and cannot be changed.
但是在你往前行，要去到下一站的时候，
But as you step forward to your next station,
你有一个重新选择的机会。
You have a chance to choose again.
求神赐给你机会。
So I ask God to give you this chance.
当你在重新考虑如何安排优先次序的时候，能够做出一个可以带来长远祝福的决定。
As you reprioritize your life, I ask you to make a decision that can bring you everlasting blessing.
也盼望你今后的一生能够像该犹一样，能叫所有爱你的人都喜乐。
And may the life ahead of you be like the one of Gaius, that you can bring joy to the people who love you.
哇，事情很厉害，已经知道我讲完了。
The pianist is already there, ready to go.
我们来唱一首诗歌。
Let's sing this hymn.